following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Hey, everybody. Good to have you all with us. Thank you for coming back after whatever we did last week. What did we do last week? I try to forget as soon as we wrap one show and we're off the air. Oh, man. We do appreciate you guys taking us along with you wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to. It's nice to be along for the ride. And you know, it's really easy to bring us along for the ride anywhere. These days, you can download the FM Talk 106.5 app. Did you know FM Talk has over 50 hours every week of local programming? Just like this local program. I think I might start calling it the program. That sounds a lot more important. Program instead of show. All the highbrow shows call themselves a program. Might give it a try. I'm sure you guys kept up with all of the happening news this week. There's always a lot of it. News
doesn't affect us because we don't cover any of it. But that's okay. Because if you're listening to FM Talk 106.5, you're an informed individual. You know what's going on. You're already up to date. And when it's a big, full news week, you're stressed out. You're full of all that stuff by the end of the week. And that's where we come in. We're just here to make you laugh. It's not rocket science, which is also good because we can't do that either. Rocket science. We don't do it.
Gracing us with his presence today, the lovely Jim Weaver.
Thank you. Hello. Thank you.
Jim,
thank you.
Jim.
Yeah.
I'm feeling cutesy today, so I'm going to say it a couple more times, I think.
Oh, joy.
My mother calls you Jim behind your back.
Uh-huh. Well, you know.
I think that's where I picked it up. Yeah, what you grinning at?
You know.
Oh, you guys, that's the look on Jim's face that I only see when he knows my mother is holding on the phone. Put her on through.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Jolene, it's Mama.
Hey, Mom.
Look, I wanted to find out how you're feeling, baby.
Oh, I'm feeling better. I'm okay.
Well, I know you're all congested again. I've told you over and over for years now. You're burning your candle on both sides.
Both ends.
Don't contradict me, Missy.
Sorry.
You're working too hard, Jolene. And I know what a micromanager you are, too.
I'm not.
You have to learn to delegate. I've been in your office. You have plenty of people who work up in there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Let somebody else do something.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Jimmy. I know he's doing his share.
Oh, yeah.
Putting up with you is enough.
Mom.
Anyway, I know you're really burning it, Jolene. I know how you people are.
What people would that be?
You and all your radio friends.
Oh, it's on. Here we go.
Going out every night, staying out till all hours.
I don't do that.
Making the scene. I was young once. I know what goes on.
Oh.
Going out to all them fancy dinner buffets. Well, at least them real fancy buffets have a much bigger piece of plexiglass over it.
Yeah.
Much bigger than the one at the Steakhouse Corral around the corner from me and your dad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was pretty small.
You know, you need to start doing some more cooking at home, Jolene.
I mean,
I know you don't cook very well, but...
So now everybody else knows
that. I could come over there and cook a little bit for you.
It's okay.
Of course, you'd have to buy the groceries.
Yeah.
Everything's so expensive now. You know, when I was a girl, your grandmother could send me to the grocery store, and I'd come home with 5 bags of potatoes,
mm-hmm.
2 loaves of bread,
mm-hmm.
3 gallons of milk, 1 dozen eggs.
Lots of...
And, well, I just can't do that anymore.
Too expensive?
Now there's too many freaking security cameras!
Mom!
Mom!
Now, you haven't been drinking after other people, have you, Jolene?
No.
And don't let nobody else touch your food, neither.
Don't let anybody touch my food. Mom!
You know, you're going to keep on letting yourself get run down. No. Next thing you know, you're going to be drinking case after case of those energy drinks.
I don't drink.
And doing all that other stuff.
What other stuff? What are you talking about?
Well, you're going to end up just like Charlie Sheen. I mean, he's been off the scene for a long time now, Jolene. But he was a complete wreck from all his shenanigans.
But I don't do any shenanigans.
Doing all that methamphetamine. I know you go out to California sometimes on your radio business and whatnot.
Not anymore, I don't.
Stay away from him, you hear me?
Mom, the only way I could possibly be around Charlie Sheen is if I found a time portal to take me back to 2011. It's not gonna happen, Mom. You're fixating on something very irrelevant.
If Charlie Sheen tries to come near you, you just call me and your dad.
Okay.
And we'll come up there and take him out.
Okay.
You know, since your dad's been on those new Mega Man Senior vitamins, he's just got all this energy. And I certainly don't have any use for it, so he needs to go up there and kick some ass.
Okay, I'll let you know if Charlie Sheen causes us any problems. Mom, did you need something?
You know, I'm really not remembering why I called. I'm sure I needed you to take me somewhere.
I'm sure you did, too. Yeah.
Can't remember where it was.
I'm sure it'll come to you.
I'll call you when I think of it.
Okay, Mom.
Love you, baby.
Love you, too. I'll talk to you later.
Popping the top on a big old can of crazy. It's the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
This is Baldwin County Sheriff Hall Smack. Sometimes protecting the citizens of Baldwin County is not always happy work. We need to add a little happiness and laughter to our day. We do that by listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Why don't you take the opportunity to laugh along with us?
Join us every Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. and again on Sunday morning at 7.
On FM Talk 106.5.
And remember, the podcast is available anytime. Download the app or visit FMTalk1065.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a beetle in a haystack.
How do we get in this haystack?
My nose is running.
Who put a haystack in the studio?
You could post your job to some job board and hope you come together with something that makes you say, I want you.
Are you sure this is hay?
What else would it be?
Roll it and smoke it.
But with RipZapruder's powerful technology, it searches here, there, and everywhere. Across the universe for the person you've got to get into your life. Whether it be a permanent position or a day tripper that says hello, goodbye. Let it be Rip Zapruder who finds you a quality candidate as quick as yesterday. Because tomorrow never knows.
It's all in my hair. Yuck, there's bugs in here.
Skip the long and winding road. When the boss says, don't let me down, make him say, I feel fine. Get back to the best. Or the Ringo.
Talking about you,
good person. He's very clean.
When you need help, Rip Zapruder finds you the beetle in the haystack.
Yeah. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for taking us along with you this weekend. It is so much more fun when we're together. It just is. Now, I've said this more than a couple of times, but every city, town, whether it's a big city, small town, everybody's got a midtown. I know we sure do on both sides of the bay. And, you know, the people who live there, they're just a little different. They got a different air about them. And when we travel through Midtown or go there to shop or eat, get our hair did, whatever we're doing, you know, it kind of changes our state of mind a little bit as well. Okay, maybe not. But my Aunt Belle certainly is of that opinion. So just roll with it for her, okay?
She's busy living in her midtown world. She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a midtown girl.
Midtown girl.
When she goes running, always feeds the squirrels.
Feeds the squirrels.
She's conscientious and her yard looks good.
Looks good.
She picks up litter in her neighborhood. She's even friendly to people that she can't stand. She's down to earth and stuff, far from all worked all day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias. They're really old.
Midtown Goyle attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only Midtown knows.
Midtown knows.
Helps out at carpool, then drives through latte in hand.
Latte gray.
Her kids play soccer.
They dance
or they march in band. She's loyal and she is true. Shops too much when she gets blue. She's a Midtown girl.
Hey, did you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Uh-huh. Well, it ain't gonna last. And I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was a pair of melons all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Rick's on a Stick, where everything is fried on a stick. You pick a stick, you go to the buffet table, stick your stick into what you pick. Chicken, hot dogs, apples, candy bars, taters, small marsupials, and more. Then you take what you picked on your stick and stick your pick in the deep fryer. When it's done, pull it out, then lick what you picked for your stick and stick it in your kisser. Rick's on a Stick. They're thick with hicks, getting their kicks with sticks.
Ooh, the whole time they were recording that, it made me really nervous. We'll be right back with more show. Don't you go anywhere.
Mmm, steamed shrimp from DIP Seafood for dinner? It doesn't get any better than that. Let's see, how many pounds? How many pounds?
Hey, lady, you gotta leave some shrimp for everybody else. We got other customers, you know.
Oh, you again. Well, do you have anything else that would be easy for me to prepare?
Are you kidding me? Have you seen our freezer? We got crawfish pie, boneless chicken breast stuffed with crab meat.
Ooh, andouille sausage, crawfish pie. Ooh, pork or crawfish boudin.
Yeah, and how about some shrimp and crab chowder? All you gotta do is heat it up.
Yummy.
And remember that DIP Seafood has the best boiled crawfish around.
Hands down the best boiled crawfish. I got enough now to host my own seafood festival.
I think you'd need a permit for that.
Mm.
And hey, what? Close that freezer door.
Okay.
Were you raised in a barn? I gotta pay for that electricity.
You need to chill. Get it? Freezer? Chill? DIP Seafood 4790123.
Roxbury.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. We thank you guys for visiting with us. It's a lot more fun when you guys are around to serve as a buffer between all of us. It's better for our spirit. It's better for our mental health. It really is. Be sure to follow the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour page on Facebook. We post a podcast of this show every Saturday, so you never have to miss us. Also, you need to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's free, and you'll have access to all your favorite podcasts. FM Talk's got over 50 hours a week of local programming. That's a big deal. Outdoor shows, indoor shows, shut the front door shows like this one. It's just a good app to have. And you know, Jim, I neglected to ask you, how was your Mother's Day weekend?
Mine was fine, you know. Mom.
It is a day all about mom.
Got to see baby Sarah over the weekend. That's always a good time.
Yep. How about Donna?
Think she had a pretty good Mother's Day and not too much trauma, not too much drama.
Two things I don't want any day.
None of that.
Now, I am glad that we worked out how the whole Weaver crew is going to come down to visit. You know, they're not staying in our main house. They're going to stay in the man cave yurt.
Hmm.
I measured it off in there. You've got plenty room for like 5 or 6 air mattresses.
It is what it is. Sometimes we just got to fit everybody where we can fit everybody.
Listen, when I was growing up at our house down the bay, we had beds all over the house. So everything's going to be fine. Is that a phone call from Adeline for me on hold?
Yeah.
Bring it.
Let's do it.
Hi, Jolene. It's Adeline.
Hey, good to hear from you. What are you guys doing this weekend?
Well, Jeb and I decided to take the Airstream out for a stroll, see if we could find us a festival to enjoy and maybe camp somewhere for a few days before it gets so awful hot.
Yes, it's coming.
You know, it happens like overnight down here, don't it?
It really does.
I cannot take another summer like last summer.
It was brutal last summer, for sure.
It was the worst.
Well, it was the worst since the summer before that was the worst. I always say that. I'll make the remark, this summer's worse than any other summer.
We kind of do, don't we?
I do.
It's just because we forget how that heat felt.
Sometimes, yeah.
And when it comes back as hot as it was last summer, we are always shocked and surprised.
The worst summer heat we've ever experienced. Hey!
I'm sorry, I have a beverage.
That's something that you've recently started doing. You can't do that on the air. I don't care if you have a beverage or not. Don't belch.
We thought we'd visit over at Dolphin Island.
Okay, lovely.
I do love the campgrounds there.
John Bell camps out there all the time.
You know, I had an idea. Why don't you get your Aunt Bell to do her beachside cooking segment from here?
Well,
it is gorgeous down on Dolphin Island, and I think that she could make some fast friends down here.
I think she could, too. I think that's a wonderful idea. That's an idea I had several years ago. I wanted to set up and do the cooking segment, the beachside cooking segment there on Dolphin Island. But somebody there was pretty quick to let me know our show wasn't really a good fit, in not so many words.
What did they say?
Well, they called us lowbrow.
Lowbrow?
Uh-huh.
We've got a lowbrow? Man, I used to love that beer. If Dolphin Island has lowbrow, I'm there.
You're already here, Jeb. Besides, we ain't talking about beer. We're talking about Jolene's show being lowbrow.
Which it is not.
What? No beer?
I don't know anything about lowbrow beer. Look it up.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Okay. What were we talking about?
Lowbrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who said that?
I don't remember. Just somebody.
Oh, yes, you do, Jolene. Don't even try to act like you don't remember. You remember everything.
I do.
Your show is not lowbrow.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Move along.
Whose foot do I need to accidentally step on, then twist real hard?
Nobody. It doesn't matter. I don't even...
You know me. I can start winding up down here if you need somebody took care of.
No. It's fine. Everybody has an opinion. Plus, it was a long time ago, and you don't need to talk about going and whooping up on somebody just because they called us lowbrow. In doing so, you're kind of making their point. You got me? So cool your jets.
All right. Well, Okay. Anyway, since we're here, we are going to camp out down here for the weekend.
I think it's a fine idea. What are you going to do?
I have no idea.
You know, you could take the ferry and stop in at the Hangout Festival.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, kind
of. Well, first of all, it is my worst nightmare.
How is the Hangout Festival a nightmare?
A beach full of other people's children.
Oh, I got it.
Babies out there, Jolene.
Well, they're not babies. They're just young people.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
And you know how I feel about children.
You bring it up every show, every time you're on the show. Everybody knows you're not a fan of small
children. Second of all, the only musical act I recognized was Marie Osmond.
Marie Osmond?
Marie Osmond.
She's not at the Hangout.
Yes, she is.
No.
I saw her picture.
She's not at the Hangout.
I saw her picture.
She is not at... Marie Osmond is not at the Hangout Festival. I promise you.
Google their lineup and you will see her.
All right. Hang on. I'm doing that right now.
I guess she ain't making enough money on them Nutrisystem commercials.
Hang on a minute. Now, I'm looking through here to see who you could possibly have mistaken for Marie... That's Lana Del Rey.
What?
That's not Marie Osmond.
Who?
Lana Del Rey.
Oh, all right. Well, see, I don't know who that is neither. Anyway, we brought Jim's mother with us.
You did?
This weekend.
Uh-oh.
And it is always hangout weekend with Jeb's mother around.
How's that?
Well, she's 82 and rarely wears a bra.
Okay, so. That's enough. That's enough.
There's always something hanging
Stop out. Stop talking.
All right. Don't get your drawers in a wad.
We need to wrap this up because you're kind of making the point of the lowbrow commenter.
Speaking of drawers.
No.
Did I tell you that I found a package of 6 pairs of really cute drawers in the grocery store the other day?
Stop it.
I have never bought drawers in the grocery store.
Okay. Hey, and stop that. What is going on? Are you trying to get us in trouble with Sean Sullivan?
Try and make it over here for our afternoon cocktails, why don't you? Remember, we pour at 3. Bye.
Good grief. What's that, Jim? I did? Okay. Jim says I got a call during Adeline's segment from our cousin, Brooks. Brooks is a cross-country truck driver. He has been known to get slickered into delivering all sorts of stuff here to Roxbury Farms. Not at my request. One of our loony regular irregulars suckering him. He doesn't know how to say no, is the thing. Brooks, hey, are you there?
Hey, Jolene. I'm kind of in the middle of something. Can I call you back?
I just need to know if you're hauling something here to the farm.
I can't really talk about it.
Can't talk about what?
Your Aunt Belle told me not to talk about it.
You're delivering something to my farm, and you can't tell me what it is.
Nah.
And it doesn't bother you, keeping something like that from me.
It don't bother me none.
Well, I'm very disappointed in you.
Just know I'll be there in a couple of days, and I'll give you a heads up.
Well, that's fine. I do need to know when you're coming. Why won't she let you tell me what it is?
Again, I don't know.
All right. Tell your sweet wife hello. Drive safely. We love y'all.
Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Wait. Don't leave me hanging.
Well, let them truckers roll, Tempo.
Oh, boy. There's a season when the pollen is high and I'm a-sneezing. And nothing is dry. My nose I'm squeezing with the Kleenex I keep nearby all around me. My eyes are itching like I hit a skunk. My lungs are twitching. I'm coughing up junk. My head's a bitching. I want this funk to hurry up and abandon me. I let my nose flow like a mountain stream. I let a sneeze go like I'm letting off steam. I let a cough throw stuff that's from a bad dream. Allergy season. I let the
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Hannah's Banana Cabana. You get everything banana. Banana pudding, banana splits,
the banana split show,
banana ramacides. You can even get a can of Hannah's Banana Santana Bandana Roseanne Rosanna Dana Vanna White Manna. Don't monkey around elsewhere.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys.
Hannah's Banana Cabana, where the bananas have appeal.
Whoa!
When we come back, I hope I can find out what exactly is in Brooks's truck on its way to Roxbury Farms. We'll see. Stay right where you are.
Whoa, hey, this is Earl T reminding you that, I can't remember what it is that I'm reminding you of, but it has something to do with the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, man.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. We are very happy to have you with us. It's so much more fun when we spend time together. And the best part is we do all the work and you just have to have a good time. That's it. That's the only job you have. Oh, and you also have to download the FM Talk 106.5 app because that's where you can get all your podcasts in one handy-dandy place. And you also need to follow us, the show, on Facebook. It's the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour page.
We post our podcast there as well, and we can all just have a good time together and enjoy life on our beautiful Gulf Coast.
Good day. It's time for another in our series of lessons on how to best communicate in Alabama, USA. Sometime during your stay in this colorful region, you may wish to visit some area restaurants to soak up a little local color and grease. Ordering food in Alabama is extremely simple. Simply say the word GIM, followed by what you want. For instance, if you want a delightful ground beef patty on a roll, garnished with garden fresh lettuce and tomato, you simply say, GIM a burger. Please repeat the following. GIM two wangs, pint of slaw, and a bar. Do you know what you just ordered? Believe it or not, you'll get a chicken dinner plus a beverage. If you find yourself in a position to ask an Alabamian a question, be prepared to be referred to the only person in Alabama who has all the answers. This mysterious know-it-all is named Ida. Therefore, when you ask a question, you'll be told, Ida, no. Let me warn you, though, if you continue to ask questions about Ida, you'll get nowhere. As an example, you answer all the following questions as an Alabamian. Excuse me, Alabama native, how do I get to the fairgrounds? Well then, how do I contact Ida? Of course she do. Does she have an address? I should hope so. And so on. Uh-oh, our time has run out. Gim a few minutes next time, and do you think we'll learn more? Ida, no. And you will too. Gluck. And slong.
Yeah, nobody says that. Nobody talks or sounds that way here, really, entirely. Speaking of food, you know, many moons ago, Sean Sullivan and I were having lots of fun on an unnamed morning show, and I made a call to my beloved Aunt Catherine in New Orleans to get her recipe for gumbo. Now, this recipe was not written down anywhere. Nothing ever got passed along to me. I guess they knew I couldn't cook very well. What was the point? But she was always ready to guide me.
A long time ago, on a morning show, far, far away.
Hey, Aunt Catherine, it's Jolene. Look, you know I'm a disaster in the kitchen, but I want to at least try to make gumbo, and yours is so good. I need you to tell me what to do.
Okay. All right. You need like 3 tablespoons of cooking oil.
Ma'am?
Cooking oil.
I got you.
Okay. When that's hot, you put in 2 tablespoons of flour.
Okay.
You leave it to get a little brown. You cut up 2 big onions. Huh. You put that down. When your gravy, when your roux starts getting a little brown, you put your onions in and leave it cook on a slow fire. I could say simmer.
All right. What happens when I simmer it?
Gets a little brown.
A little brown, okay.
And then you put in at least 5 toads of garlic.
Toads?
Toad.
Toes?
Toad.
Garlic.
Garlic. Okay, and then you put at least 3 tablespoons of green onion. Then you put 2 spoons of parsley, and you put just a little bit of sweet pepper because that'll take away the taste of your food. You know how sweet pepper is. It's a taste of its own. And then you put, your sweet pepper, I tell you that.
I got the sweet pepper.
And then you leave that cook down a little bit. And then you take and you put in about 3 pounds of shrimp, 6 crabs.
6 whole crabs?
Yeah. You got to take the legs apart and all the other mess, like you would to take and cook, to eat them. And you leave that cook for a little while. Leave it simmer for a while. You got to keep stirring it. Then you put in, say, 4 or 5 quarts of water.
So I got to simmer all that stuff, yeah?
It's on a low fire. Then you take and it'll go down about maybe about 1 inch. And you can take and turn it real, real low. And then as soon as you turn your fire off, you add your filet. It's about 1/2 teaspoon. Turn it off and it's ready to eat. You put your salt and your pepper that you need.
All right, so what's the total cook time here?
Oh, it takes, you have to cook it up at least 3 hours, honey.
3 hours?
2.5 to 3 hours. Real low. I don't cook on a high fire. Never did.
Grandma LaBeouf said you cooked on nothing but high fires. We won't get into that. So what about a side dish?
You fix rice?
I love rice.
Okay.
I miss that lady. Sweet Aunt Catherine Letellier. So let's keep the cooking thing going. This lady definitely does not like to cook. Grew up on nothing but sandwiches when visiting her house. Right now we're going to join Belle Cadeau in her beachside kitchen. What? She is? Belle's on the phone. Hey!
Hey, sugar, it's Belle.
Where are you? It's time for your segment.
I'm not going to make the cooking segment today.
You can't keep doing this.
I know, but I'm in the middle of something way more important, Jolene.
What's more important?
Calm yourself.
What's more important than your obligation to this show?
I heard Adeline mention earlier she bought a pop at the grocery store.
A pop?
Yes, pop. That stands for package of panties.
Don't say that word.
Grow up, dear. You need to tell everyone why I made up the acronym.
I am not.
Tell them or I will.
Oh, you can just go ahead then. I'm not talking
panties.
About... panties. Don't say it.
Jolene can't stand the word. So whenever anyone in the family is talking about them...
Don't.
The P word.
Don't.
Which is panties. We have to use the acronym where applicable.
Okay. Okay, it's out there.
Which, by the way, lowbrow shows don't use words such as applicable. I'm just saying.
So where have you been?
I've been busy all day trying to locate the grocery store where Adeline found a package of...
underwear.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found it, and I bought several pops.
Okay.
The package of bright spring colors was beckoning to me, Jolene, and they had my size.
That would be a size we don't disclose. So, this package of underwear was very attractive. Attracting.
It was amazing. Mm-hmm. There were 6 pair kind of vacuum sealed in this fun package, so the underwear actually looked smaller in the package.
Hmm. And the appearance of smaller underwear is beneficial?
This was great because, as you know, everyone in the checkout line stares at what you're buying, right?
Right.
I mean, what else did they have to do?
Nothing. Very boring in the checkout line.
So when the chick behind me was staring at my purchases, she was impressed with my small size package of underwear.
I don't think she was paying attention to that at all. I don't think so.
Of course she was.
So you're thinking that she was looking at your package of smaller sized underwear, thinking, wow, I'm impressed that this older woman has not let herself go.
She might not have said it out loud, but that's what she was thinking.
Man, I don't even know what to say in response to that, really.
Listen, doll, call your mother and tell her I'm bringing her a pop, too, though hers are a size larger.
I'm not calling
Mom. She always had a bigger caboose than me, Jolene.
Okay.
I'm bringing you a pop, too.
I don't need a pop.
I don't know what size they are.
I didn't ask, and it doesn't matter.
I had to get them to open up another crate from the top shelf. That's where they keep the big ones.
Stop!
And by the way, your sweet cousin Brooks is going to be visiting each store and making power buys of more.
Brooks, that makes complete sense now. Now I know what he's bringing here, and I know why he wouldn't tell me what it was. He didn't want to say that word. More grocery store underwear.
Yes.
Great.
Jolene, the colors are amazing, and it makes me feel amazing wearing them.
Well, how do they feel?
They're quite comfortable. 100% cotton. And I'm not talking about just the crotch. I mean the whole thing.
I'll take a look at the packages when they get here.
Fabulous. By the way, where is Earl? I'm going to be storing some of them in the bunkhouse, too.
He's not here. I think he's doing some kind of side hustle. He doesn't even work around here, so I don't know what he's doing.
No bother.
You'll have to find him.
I'll handle it. Ta-ta for now.
Yeah, Earl really did mention something about getting a side job. I think he left me a note somewhere in this pile of paper. Yes, I still have piles of paper. Not everything's on computer or on my phone. Oh, my. Okay, here's a note from Earl. If you are looking for me this weekend, I'm going to be making some extra cash, taking part in a test program for a new travel app for men only called Drive Guy. For guys who would rather travel
in a kind of man cave on wheels. Later, dudes. Oh, and dudettes. Love, Earl. Okay. Any kind of transportation where Earl is at the wheel can't be good. I don't know. Might be a good concept.
Hey, are you Joe?
Yeah. Are you my drive guy? You were supposed to be here 15 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. I had to stop and pick up some brews.
Forgiven. Take me to Frogger's Deli. I'm meeting my wife there.
Yeah, I guess if you gotta.
Are you delivering this pizza here on the seat?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, I forgot all about it, man. Help yourself.
When were you supposed to deliver it?
Last Friday.
I guess it's still good. Got any napkins? Paper towels?
See my jacket back there?
Yeah.
Use the sleeve.
Roger that. Anything to drink?
Didn't I mention the brews?
My man.
Where did you say you were going?
Frogger's Deli. You know where it is?
Oh, sure. No prob.
Because you're going the wrong way, I think.
Dude, let me stop and think about this. Give me a slice.
I think you go down Broadmoor.
I think I need more broads.
Excuse me, do you guys need directions? I can give you directions. Are you guys lost?
No.
My wife is gonna kill me.
Are you about to be late?
I was late when I called you.
Whoa. Hey, if she's gonna kill you anyway, I know where there's a poker game with seats available.
I can't go with that.
Get back on your Drive Guy app and ask for Tony.
Okay, he knows where the game is?
The game is in the back of his van.
Epic. That's a 5-star rating for you, pal.
I don't think Earl T has had a 5-star rating of any kind. Bless his heart. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but we will be right back with more show.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
We heard you're having a birthday. So we'll sing happy birthday. Oh, happy, happy, happy birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, we do have a few birthdays to announce, and I'm thrilled because Adeline is on Dauphin Island. Yeah, she can't invade the birthday segment this week. Happy birthday to Jim Alley. Jim Alley is turning 40, the big birthday. Well, one of the big birthdays anyway. Happy 40th birthday. Thank you for listening. Happy birthday, Cheryl Masters. She says, it's a big birthday for me, but I'm not going to tell you which one. That's okay, Cheryl. You don't have to. Andy Smith is turning 48 today. Happy birthday, Andy. And lastly, Jillian Jenkins. She is turning 36 today. Thanks for sending those in, guys, and from all of us,
happy birthday to you.
And remember, if you have a birthday coming up or really any special event, just get in touch with us. You can do that from our Facebook page for the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. We are all admins on that page, so you can reach any one of us. Or you could send an email to me, jolene@joleneroxbury.com. And speaking of special events, we are still reaching out to anyone who was in the graduating class of 1974 from B.C. Rain High School in Mobile. This is their theme song, by the way. Reunited. It's a reunion, get it? We didn't even come up with that. They did. I used to love that song. The reunion is happening in August, okay? But the deadline to reserve your spot for all the festivities is fast approaching, June 1st. So if you were part of that graduating class or you know somebody who graduated from B.C. Rain in 1974, send up some smoke signals, the bat signal, whatever you got to do. Get to their Facebook page. All the information is there. It's going to be at the Riverview Renaissance Hotel, or just the Riverview Hotel. That's what I call it still. I don't know why. That's just what I do. So if you're thinking about going to the reunion, don't wait till the last minute. Get in touch with them. B.C. Rain, Class of 74, Facebook page. And if you need some budget-friendly entertainment for your reunion or special event, how about this guy?
Bobo the Retired Mardi Gras Clown.
Here I come. I still ride around on a unicycle. It's very green.
Stop at the desk.
Wow! Oh, hi, thanks, hey. Jolette.
Uh-huh, Jolene.
Jolette, mm-hmm. Gelatin.
No.
Jello shooters.
Jello shooters?
Don't mind if I do.
No. Oh, man.
You want to squeeze my nose?
No, no.
That's enough.
Okay.
So you're telling me that you believe clowns have a really tough go of it, and they're misunderstood most of the time.
Well, in my opinion, I mean, you want to talk about profiling?
You think clowns are profiled?
Clowns have been getting profiled for years, you know?
Really?
I used to get pulled over all the time.
Reckless driving?
No, for having 32 people in a Volkswagen. I mean, what else are we going to do? They never gave us more than one car.
Yeah.
That was before the clown union. Boy, a bunch of jerks hanging around.
Clown union.
That's why I got out of it, man.
Out of the clown business.
I couldn't take the pressure no more. So I'm okay just hanging out and getting work where I can, you know.
Oh, so you can still freelance.
As long as it ain't within 100 feet of the school or playground.
Are your services still in demand?
Yeah, and I still get the old, hey, how about making me one of them balloon wiener dogs? I haven't made a wiener dog in 20 years, man, so lay off me, you know? Come on.
Oh, everybody appreciates the occasional wiener dog.
Just, you want a wiener dog? I'll give you a wiener dog.
Hey.
Give me a wiener dog right upside your head is what I was going to do. See. Mm. What were we talking about? Don't touch the nose.
I'm not touching.
For years, you thrilled to CSI Vegas, Miami, New York, Tuscaloosa, but now CSI is running out of cities, so they'll be solving crimes in the past. This season, don't miss CSI Vaudeville.
Who's on first?
Who?
What's on second? Not who? There's third base. I don't know. I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop. I mean,
No.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Okay, I thought you needed a zinger for the breaking news bulletin.
Talking about a church bulletin. I'm gifting some time to a place special to my heart, bringing a message from the St. Pius X Catholic Church Bulletin, not a news bulletin zinger.
Okay, never mind. You can add some of this if you'd like.
I love that. That's better. Thank you, John. I am gifting Father Nicholas and St. Pius an outside-of-the-box kind of way to reach out to the St. Pius parish, as well as anyone outside the parish. And we're going to do that this week by lifting a couple of things out of the church bulletin. We want to remind everyone that adoration is every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. in the sanctuary. Adoration is a beautiful time spent in quiet, individual prayer, adoring the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist. And that happens every Tuesday, anytime between 6 and 8 p.m. Now, on the first and third Thursday of every month, you're invited to attend Holy Hour, which begins at 6 p.m. If you're like me, when I hear first and third Thursday, I automatically picture a calendar in my mind. Well, you don't have to do that. There's a handy-dandy calendar right there on their website. And if you would like to find out more about the goings-on, the happenings, at St. Pius X Catholic Church in Mobile, you can visit them at spxmobile.com. And this is definitely cool. You can visit Father Nicholas at his home on the web and find out how he is spreading the gospel with a touch of Southern. You can reach out to Father Nicholas at mobilepriest.com. That's going to do it for us this week. On behalf of all the Roxbury players, thanks for taking us along with you. And you can always take us and all your favorite local shows at FM Talk 106.5 with you if you download their app. And it is free. Be good, be kind, be joyful. Be here when we come back next week. We'll see you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America! Join us next time for more madcap adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.